This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched several rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 3,250 crore rupees aimed at strengthening connectivity and accelerating development in West Bengal and the Northeast. Addressing a gathering at Malda in West Bengal, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train from Malda. He says several Amrit Bharat train services are also being introduced to boost connectivity.
आज से भारत में वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है। ये नई वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन देशवासियों के लंबे सफर को और आरामदायक बनाएगी, शानदार बनाएगी, यादगार बनाएगी। आज बंगाल को चार और नई अमृत भारत एक्सप्रेस ट्रेनें भी मिली हैं। इससे पूरे उत्तर बंगाल की कनेक्टिविटी बेहतर होने वाली है।
The Prime Minister said this is the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train connecting the land of Ma Kali to the land of Ma Kamakhya. He said this modern train will expand across the entire country in the coming years. Prime Minister Modi has launched a scathing attack on Trinamool Congress government at Malda in West Bengal. The Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating it has reached a critical stage that is altering regional demography and local languages.
Bengal ke samne ek bahut badi chunauti ghuspet ki hai. TMC ke neta, TMC ka syndicate, सालों से यहाँ घुसपैठियों को बसाने, उन्हें वोटर बनाने का खेल खेल रहा है। पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक क्षेत्रों में आबादी का संतुलन भी बिगड़ रहा है। कई जगह भाषा और बोली में फर्क आ रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi has reached Guwahati in Assam. During his two-day visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a development projects and flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. The Prime Minister will also perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor in Nagaon district tomorrow. The Maharashtra Cabinet has approved the 4,775 crore rupee Bembla River project in Yavatmal district, which will bring 52,423 hectares of land across five talukas under irrigation. In another key decision, approval was granted for the establishment of the Maharashtra Agency for Holistic International Mobility and Advancement, MAHIMA, to provide overseas employment opportunities for the state's youths. The agency will work towards effective coordination and implementation to enable trained and skilled youth to access global employment opportunities. Maruti Suzuki will establish a massive new vehicle manufacturing plant at Koraj in Gujarat with an investment of 35,000 crore rupees. An investment letter exchange ceremony was held in Gandhinagar today between the Gujarat government and Maruti Suzuki India Limited in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today discussed strengthening the India-Canada economic partnership with the Premier of British Columbia, David Eby. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the two sides discussed advancing trade and investment cooperation, exploring collaboration across sectors such as critical minerals, manufacturing, clean energy, technology, education, defense and innovation. South Asia remains the brightest growth spot among emerging regions, with India anchoring the outlook despite mounting trade headwinds. This is a key finding of the World Economic Forum's latest survey released ahead of the Davos annual meeting next week. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, UP Warriors have set a target of 188 runs for Mumbai Indians at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. Put into bat, UP Warriors scored 187 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai Indians were 137 for 5 in 17 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.